you could say that I crossed the line because I claim that there cannot be peace with Israel, and therefore there has to be peace without Israel. Not that I or anybody else who says this is talking about violence. We're talking about a peaceful transformation of the state that exists today, which is a brutal racist state, into a democracy that includes Palestinians as well as Israelis. And some may use all kinds of names and terms to categorize what I say and do. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm not the only one that says and does this, so I don't want to make it seem as though I invented something new here. I'm part of a very respectable group of some very smart people. But they can choose to call us whatever they want to call us. I think the point remains that not what it means or if you're anti-Semitic, if you criticize Israel, but I think what's important is what does it make you when you support Israel? Because when you support Israel, you're supporting a state that holds thousands of political prisoners. You're supporting a state that has an organization like the Shabak that engages in brutal killing and torture and unjust incarceration of innocent people because of their politics. You're supporting a country, you're supporting a state, I should say, that as a matter of policy engages in killing innocent civilians on a regular basis in places like Gaza and other places in the West Bank, other places in Palestine, I should say, and around Palestine, like Lebanon. As a matter of policy, they kill civilians. They know they're killing hundreds and thousands of civilians, and they do it anyway. And you're engaged in, and you're supporting a state that has racist laws in its law books. And so what does that make you if you do support this, is I think the question. And people who do support the state of Israel, I think if they're not ashamed today, will come to be ashamed and to beg for forgiveness when the truth comes out and when the transformation is actually takes place from this brutal regime that we have today to a real democracy.